The following program is rated MC9. Some material may be too spooky for children under 9. We suggest listening together as a family.
You're listening to Mr. Cemetery's Terror Tales.
Welcome back, foolish mortals.
Ready for an all-new Terror Tale?
I got another urban legend for you tonight. It's about a girl who was pushed down the sewer opening by 5 girls she thought were her friends. I call this one Carmen Winstead. Enjoy, kiddos.
Carmen Winstead was 17 years old when her parents decided to move to Indiana. Her father had lost his job, and the only way he could find new employment was by moving to another state. The relocation had caused a lot of problems for Carmen. She had to leave her friends behind and attend a whole new school. Carmen had a hard time making friends when she changed schools. She was in the middle of the school year, and most of the students had no interest in befriending a new girl. Initially, she spent many days alone, walking from class to class without speaking to anyone. But she eventually started hanging around a group of 5 other girls. Carmen thought these girls were her friends, but it wasn't long before she discovered they had been talking behind her back and spreading vile rumors. When she confronted them, the girls turned on her and began bullying her every day, making her life a misery. They started calling her names, but then the bullying got much worse. One day, she left her school books in the classroom at break time. When she returned, she found someone had taken a Sharpie and written dirty words all over her books. Another day, she opened her bag and discovered someone poured yogurt all over the inside. Sometimes, she would come to school and find her locker had been vandalized. The final straw came when she put on her coat at recess and found someone had stuffed dog poop in the pockets. There and then, Carmen decided she could not take the bullying any longer. She planned to stay behind that evening, after school, and tell her teachers what had been happening. Unfortunately, her decision came too late to save her life. And after lunch, her teachers announced that the school would be holding a fire drill. When the alarm sounded, Carmen and the other students went out of the classroom and assembled in the yard outside. And as the teachers read out the roll call, the gang of 5 girls decided it was a great opportunity to embarrass Carmen in front of the whole school during the fire drill. They moved over to where Carmen was standing, near a sewer drain, and began crowding the poor girl, getting in her face and nudging her towards the open manhole. They pushed her and she tripped over and fell headfirst down the manhole. When they saw her falling, the girls started giggling, and when Carmen's name was called out, they shouted, "She's down in the sewer!" And all the other students began laughing. But when the teachers looked down the manhole and saw Carmen's body laying at the bottom in the muck and the poop, their laughter stopped. Her head was twisted around at an odd angle, and her face was covered in blood. Worse still, she wasn't moving. There was nothing any of the teachers could do for her. Carmen was dead. When the police arrived and went down into the sewer, they determined that she had broken her neck. The face had been torn off when she hit the ladder on the way down, and her neck snapped when she landed on her head on the concrete at the bottom. The police hauled Carmen's body out of the sewers and sent her to the morgue. And everyone had to stay after school while the police questioned all of Carmen's classmates. The 5 girls lied to the police, saying they had witnessed Carmen falling down the sewer. The police believed the other girls, and Carmen's death was ruled an accident, and the case was closed. And everyone thought that was the last they would ever hear of Carmen, but they were wrong. Months later, Carmen's classmates began receiving strange emails. The emails were titled, "They Pushed Her," and claimed that Carmen hadn't really fallen down the sewer. She had been pushed. The emails also warned that the guilty people should own up, take responsibility of their crime. And if they didn't, there would be a horrible consequence. Most people dismissed the emails as a hoax, but others were not so sure. A few days later, one of the girls who pushed Carmen down the sewer was at home taking a shower when she heard a strange crackling laugh. and it seemed to be coming from the drain. The girl started to freak out and ran out of the bathroom. That night, the girl said goodbye to her mom and went to sleep. 5 hours later, her mom was awoken in the middle of the night by a loud noise that sounded through the whole house. Ran into her daughter's room, only to find it empty. There was no trace of the girl. The worried mother called the police, and when they arrived, they conducted a search of the area. And eventually, they discovered the girl's grisly remains. Her corpse was lying in the sewer, covered in muck and poop. Her neck was broken, and her face was missing. It had been completely torn off. One by one, all the girls who pushed Carmen that day were found dead. They had all been killed in exact the same way, and they were all found in the exact same spot, in the sewer at the bottom of the same uncovered manhole where Carmen had met her doom. But the killing didn't stop there. More and more of Carmen's former classmates were found dead, and it seemed that anyone who didn't believe Carmen had been pushed was eventually found down in the sewer with their necks broken and their faces torn off. They say that Carmen's ghost is still on the rampage, hunting down anyone who doesn't believe her story. And according to legend, Carmen will get you, whether it's on the toilet, in a shower, from a sink, or a drain. When you go to sleep, you'll wake up in the sewer, in complete darkness, paralyzed, unable to move, hearing crackling laughter all around you. Then, as you scream in horror, Carmen will come and tear your face off.
Be careful who you bully, kiddos, because you just might find yourself on the receiving end. The curse of Carmen Winstead. To show Carmen you support her against bullying, share the link of this episode with your friends. What did the banana say to the banana bully? You hurt my feelings! Join me next week for an all-new Terror Tale. Don't forget to subscribe if you haven't already. You don't want to miss an episode, do you? That's all for tonight. Sleep well, friends. And remember to stay spooky. Hey!